All right, so we are recording, and Zach, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Sure. My name is Zach White, and I'm the project manager for the Missouri River Recovery Program.
Now, Zach, it sounds like the Army Corps has taken a big step forward with the Jamison Island project. Will you tell me a little bit about what happened this week?
Yes, we are announcing the contract award for construction at our Jamison Island shallow water habitat project.
Okay, and will you tell me a little bit about the contractor and how this company was decided upon?
Yes, so we have, the contractor is Western Contracting out of Sioux City, Iowa, and we did a competitive bid process through a few select contractors who have experience in this type of construction, and the contract was based on a low bid process.
And what did the bid come in at, and was it what you expected?
Yes, the bid came in at about $3.5 million, and we had expected a bid in the range of $3.6 to $3.8 million.
Oh, so it's a little bit lower than expected.
Yes, it is a little bit lower, but it's within the range of what we would expect for a project of this magnitude.
All right, and will you explain to me some of what some of the work that they're going to be completing?
Sure. The contractor will be building a side channel on the Missouri River. There's an existing project on the Jamison Island unit. It's part of the Big Muddy Fish and Wildlife Refuge, but there's an existing project there that we started construction back in 2007. What this project will do is it'll divert flow into a new 6,000-foot-long chute that we're going to construct as part of this contract.
And will you explain to me a little bit about the reasoning behind this project?
Well, that's a big question there. The Corps of Engineers has done a lot of projects on the Missouri River dating back to the early 1900s. Those projects generate about $1.8 billion in benefits for the citizens of the Missouri River Basin. And the Missouri River Recovery Program and the Jamison Island project in particular allows us to continue to operate and maintain the Missouri River and the main stem reservoir system to be able to achieve those benefits on an annual basis.
All right, and when is Western Contracting expected to begin their actual physical work?
Well, there's a few details that we have to work out with the contractor, but we would expect the contractor to start late this summer.
And do they have an estimated time that they'll be out there?
Yes, the construction of the project is kind of dependent on the water levels of the Missouri River. If they are too low or too high, the contractor won't be able to do any work. But right now, the Missouri River water levels are right where we'd expect them to be for this time of year. So I don't foresee any problems with them to be able to start construction right away.
All right, and there's no estimated date of completion at this time?
The period of performance for the contract is about 365 days, but as I said, it could be dependent on water levels on the river.
I understand, sorry. Well, Zach, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, the opposition to the project is kind of centered around water quality, and what I'd like to just make sure that your listeners know is that the Corps of Engineers has a great responsibility in operating and maintaining the Missouri River. And one of those responsibilities is to make sure that the water quality in the Missouri River is safe. This project has gone through quite a bit of water quality sampling and testing of the soils, and we will continue to do sampling and testing throughout this project. And the Missouri River water quality is safe and is in good hands, and the Corps of Engineers projects will make sure that that does happen.
All right, and anything else you'd like to say?
Sure. The project is very beneficial for native fish on the Missouri River. The a lot of the native river fish have been shown to be in decline, and habitat projects like this will go a long way towards sustaining fish populations, including the endangered pallid sturgeon.